This tour, fabulous musician David Pastores. and the longest standing member of the band ever from the very beginning, practically. The one, the only, Paul Mianotovich. Much I might need more money. Okay. These are the jokes, you've got to be quick. So we're going to play you one from Trilogy now, from an ELP album, Trilogy. Some of you might have it. The three faces on the front, yeah? I was the good-looking one on the far right. Yes. It's by Aaron Copeland. It's from the Rodeo Suite, and I hope you enjoy this. It's called Who Down? Some of you might not know the connection between the two of us. It's nothing physical. You've got to say it because so here's a track from the very first Emerson, Lake & Palmer album, and you know it as an original. But I must tell you, one day we were sitting in the office, the three guys, Lake and Emerson, myself, very rare occasion to start off with, three of us to be there, same time. Guy walks into the office and says, come to see you about some music that you've stolen. and you're not paying the guy who wrote it, the composer. I didn't know what the hell he was talking about. I was quite worried. I did notice when he said that, Keith Emerson did get up and walk to the back of the room and down that fire escape. And he went. Now, I'm not saying he knew anything. I'm just saying that's what happened. Anyway, it's got a piece of bark in it in the middle, which Paul is going to play for you. And I think you probably heard of this one. From the first album, here it is. It's Knife Edge. Arthur Brown on vocals.
Thank you.
it's time for the Arthur Brown story. I like telling the stories because it gives me a chance to sort of straighten out the shorts. Might be a bit too much information now, but I thought you should know. Oh, it's great to be alive, isn't it? There it is, it is! Okay, so I'm 18 years old. I get the opportunity, I'm a lot older than I was, and I get the opportunity to come to America. Yeah, so I go, why not? Send me the ticket, so they did. At the time, I was in a band called The Crazy World of Arthur Brown. Yeah. So over I come, and within 2 weeks of being here, the single and the album is number one. And I couldn't believe it. I thought, that's what you do. You jump on a plane, fly to America, and get a number one single and album at the same time. How wrong was I? Still waiting for the second one. Oh, I've had a few, it's been quite nice. Thanks to all of you. Anyway, that's the connection. And we're going to bring him out now again, because he is the one and only God of Hellfire. And we're going to sing you that single, which is this. Thank you. So that was on Galatha. Okay, just a little bit of housekeeping. Got to go on here. If we're going to make it in time, probably not. Okay. We've got to finish off, because we've got a lot of music coming this evening. We have. I'm going to be back. I personally want to be just on the track. I just split a drum head. And by the way, I'll tell you what, you guys, why don't you give me a big round of applause for all of our crew members? There's too many to mention, but they are superb. All the crew. All the crew. Come on. Not too much to pack, because we have problems with that, but it's all right, but it's all right. Anyway, so this was a number one. In some magazines I was reading, it was number one anyway. It was written by Aaron Copland again. We did love him as a composer. He was terrific. Hope you enjoy this one. It's called, and it's the last one, unfortunately, Fanfare for the Common Man.